800-236-7081.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The standoff continues at this hour at a mall in Nairobi, Kenya. There, Islamic terrorists who killed 59 people yesterday and wounded 175 are holding more. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta.
A group of armed terrorists forcefully entered the Westgate Mall in Nairobi's Parkland area and unleashed senseless violence upon customers and workers.
It's unclear how many hostages are being held by the terrorists this morning. Fresh troops have been brought in, and exchanges of gunfire have continued all morning long. President Obama to join mourners today at a memorial service for the 12 men and women shot and killed at the Washington Navy Yard. 4,000 invitations have been given out. This is SRN News.
AM 1280, The Patriot, brings you the latest national and local news every day. And when you want more, you'll find it at the new Patriot website. Visit am1280thepatriot.com and check out our new look, featuring local and national news, daily video and audio clips, podcasts and live streaming, plus local traffic and weather. Make am1280thepatriot.com your homepage and always be up to date on what's happening around the world and here at home. Check out the new am1280thepatriot.com today. Brought to you by Travel Leaders of Apple Valley. AM 1280, The Patriot.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Ray Lucia, Bill Gunderson, and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
We're here with Pierre Jean Lopez from Chez Daniel French Bistro in Bloomington.
I came to America with $100, a job at my toolbox with all my knives, and I thought I could make it on my own. You need the government to help me out all the time. Work hard, and you'll be rewarded.
What are some things that people think about French restaurants that aren't true?
They think they're going to be very expensive, first. Second, the waiter is going to be a pompous jerk. It's going to be a white tablecloth. And it's going to be fattening, and it is not. It is not.
Tell me about the food at Chez Daniel.
Personally, I love seafood, but if I must say, one of the best sellers always be the rack of lamb, beef tenderloin, and salmon. At Chez Daniel, you'll get a restaurant that's elegant, but yet casual.
Open for lunch, dinner, happy hour, and special events like weddings or your corporate parties. Chez Daniel Bistro, just east of France in the Embassy Suites Hotel on American Boulevard in Bloomington. Online at ChezDaniel.com. Call 952-888-4447.
If you need to lose up to 30 pounds or more, we have an important free offer for you. Cinta needs you to help us reach our 2 million pound goal. That's why we're giving away as many free 30-day trials of Cinta for Men as we can in the next 24 hours. If you're ready to lose weight and help us reach our 2 million pound goal, call for your free trial. But hurry, every 15 seconds, someone says yes to Cinta. So free trials are disappearing fast. To guarantee your 30-day free trial of Cinta for Men, call now. 1-800-913-6937. CBS praises Cinta as the newest weight loss success story. Time magazine hails it as powerful stuff. Fox News celebrates it as a gift from the gods. Cinta for Men is America's number one weight loss sensation, so the demand has been overwhelming. If you want to drop up to 30 pounds or more, call now for your free trial. Strict limit of one per household. 1-800-913-6937. That's 1-800-913-6937.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good afternoon and welcome to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless service. You can give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or you could visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's T-E-L-C-O warehouse.com. With me is my special guest again today with we have our IT company, BlueNet and Egan, our trusted consulting firm. We have Paul, Arlen, and Adam. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Very good.
So each week we talk about different topics relative to telecommunications and IT infrastructure, so voice, data, wireless, and IT work, in hopes of helping small businesses in the community grow, become more efficient, and help them with their business. Up till now, each show has been primarily related to the telco world, in other words, voice and data services. And today we're going to kind of shift gears, and we're going to talk a little bit more on the techie side. And today what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about the term the cloud. Now, guys, this is kind of a big buzzword that's gone on the last couple years. And when we're talking about the cloud, we're not talking about the cloud related to Paul Douglas or Ian Leonard or Sven Sundgaard, are we?
Absolutely not, no. The clouds in the sky.
We're talking about a different type of cloud. So I'm going to kind of turn it over to the guys that specialize in this, and that which is BlueNet. Guys, how can somebody get a hold of BlueNet Inc.?
You can reach BlueNet by phone at 952-925-2583 or on the web at BlueNetInc.com.
So last week we talked about hosted PBX or hosted VoIP and some of the advantages and disadvantages in the product infrastructure. And again, much like the hosted VoIP world and the architecture, today's topic is the cloud. We're going to define the cloud. We're going to talk about the different types of cloud, what it means to a business owner, and how can we put this together for their infrastructure to see if it makes sense for their environment. So I'm going to turn it over to BlueNet, and guys, let's run with it.
Yeah, and you know, thanks for the introduction and lead up to that. I think one of the big things, in the cloud space and the word cloud, we should probably take a moment to kind of, what is cloud? You know, it's some painful topic in the world out there because it means nothing. It's a marketing term.
It's a term, yeah.
Everybody is slapping that label on everything because it's a buzzword. And we've got Paul here from the infrastructure side of our team. We've got Adam here from the network LAN, WAN side of our team. And we're going to kind of talk about this, how we deploy cloud and what cloud means to BlueNet and what the different types of cloud are. So, guys, Adam, Paul, one of you guys want to field this question. Give me some types of clouds out there, public, private, hybrid. You want to get down into that?
And actually, I'll even start by a little bit of definition. I'm going to actually use Wikipedia here, and this is actually a good snippet because, the question is, what is the cloud? You hear it kicked around a lot amongst potentially a guy walking in your door. You might even hear it from a software provider, something along those lines. So Wikipedia says, and I know Wikipedia is a little bit, it's an interesting spot because there's a lot of issues with Wikipedia, but I think that this sums it up. It says, cloud computing is a jargon term without a commonly accepted, non-ambiguous scientific or technical definition. Meaning that
help us understand what that means.
In other words, it's right now it's a marketing term. It means what the particular company trying to sell their solution. They put the definition around it. They wrap their definition around it. So there's no industry standard term per se that the cloud means this. However, generally speaking, the cloud is basically hosted applications, hosted platforms that are on the internet. And the cloud basically references, and it really goes back to the diagrams we used to draw, the Visio diagrams. We used to put a cloud in the center for the network portion of it because it was all these interconnecting. They crossed state lines and so on. And that's kind of where the definition or the term came from. So back to Arlen's point, what types of clouds are there? There's public clouds. We all use cloud applications, public clouds and specifically Netflix, hosted email, Gmail, Salesforce, iTunes. Those are cloud applications. There's the private cloud, which is a very secure, dedicated cloud to your business, your organization. There's multi-tenant style clouds where you're going in and sharing a resource pool and taking a fractional slice of it.
Can you give us an example of something like that?
Yeah. So at BlueNet, we have what's called our cloud desktop product. In our cloud desktop product, we have a multi-tenant environment, and we're providing published applications and published desktops. We have a whole bunch of resources, and your company can come in and take a slice of them. And, you know, general applications that we publish are things like Office, you know, Word, Excel, Outlook. Email, there we have a multi-tenant email system. That's a good example. Hosted Exchange. We have a big Exchange cluster of servers serving up email for our customers, and you're coming in and buying a slice of that.
Sure.
So that's kind of a good example of a multi-tenant.
So in multi-tenant, with the space of multi-tenant, where does that fit?
So multi-tenant, it fits in with a customer that has a generic set of applications and even maybe some of their line of business applications, but they're more out of the box. So for an example, Office, Microsoft Office, or QuickBooks. Those are very out of the box applications, and email is another one. A lot of businesses, small businesses, use those applications, and the idea of being able to build a big pool of resources and come in and just take a slice of them, it's very cost effective for businesses because, and you're going to get a higher standard and product of service, level of service. You're going to get, you know, high available servers, you're going to get highly available internet connections, you're going to get cooling redundancy and so on, and buy just a slice of that. So you're getting a very bulletproof style platform for your business. You take the fraction that you need, and you're going to be able to get that at a very low cost.
So you're leveraging some very large infrastructure that's been purpose-built for hosting and providing these services, but you're not paying for it behind your walls.
Exactly.
And that's a lot like what we talked about last week with hosted VoIP. You know, a lot of these platforms are sitting on like a BroadSoft, which is the larger entity, right, the software, and you're buying a slice of that direct from the ISP like a Velocity or a TDS, where there's no equipment sitting on site. You're renting that from, you know, for your voice and your data service.
Perfect example, Charlie. What we talked about last week is a multi-tenant hosted VoIP system, exactly as you described. You're buying a slice of it. You get this big switch infrastructure behind you, enterprise-grade stuff, but you get all that benefits and you get your slice of it.
Wonderful.
So in the kind of on the same line of conversation, you know, multi-tenant will fit for a lot of those off-of-the-box applications and the applications that are easy to roll out in that. What happens when a customer has a need for maybe one application that's larger? Is there any need for them to go down the path of having a full private cloud, or is there some way that they can kind of meld these two together?
Yeah, that's a good question, Arlen. There's two ways to do it. Yes, you can go private cloud, where you are building out or taking a dedicated chunk to your environment, or there's what's called the hybrid cloud. The hybrid cloud is where you have some infrastructure that's maybe left on site for applications that, you know, don't fit into the cloud, like a development platform. And then, of course, you have maybe your customer-facing or your critical business applications in a data center in the cloud. So,
so there is the ability within that architecture to meld these two together. So maybe email fits into the multi-tenant side, but some line of business applications fit into the private side. And you know, I know all the answers to these questions.
Absolutely.
You know, this is what BlueNet does every day. But it's one of those things that, you know, we need to make sure we know all of your application space before we can get a real handle on what you need, because our cloud can be very universal.
Absolutely.
And very adaptable.
Absolutely.
The private cloud can also provide a level of isolation that maybe you can't quite get in the multi-tenancy, and can provide you for the ability to meet compliance and other regulatory reasons that you might need to have a more private environment for certain applications or certain pieces of your data.
So, guys, if you're in the audience and you have questions about your current infrastructure, whether it's voice, data, or specific to today's topic, please give the station a call. The phone lines are live. You can give us a call at 651-289-4488. Again, the call-in number for the station is 651-289-4488. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about the cloud. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Give us a call if you have questions about your cloud services. Call the studio. The lines are open, 651-289-4488. Before the break, we were talking about the cloud, and we talked about the definition, the types of clouds that exist. And I think the main point that we're going to talk about now is, what does a cloud mean to a business owner? How can the listening audience, small, medium size, or enterprise, benefit from this type of service, this type of environment? So, Arlen, why don't you take it from here and kind of run with that?
Yeah, I think one other thing I'd like to have Paul and Adam touch base on here is, you know, what does cloud look like to somebody who's never experienced this cloud environment? You know, is it the same? Is it greatly different? Paul, Adam, you want to jump in?
One of the big changes is the way that you deliver your applications in a traditional method is you have to put a bunch of equipment inside your office, get it configured, get it set up, and then configure your endpoints for your users. In a cloud model, we've got a lot of different ways to deliver the applications to the end user. They can be using a tablet. They can be using their existing desktops or laptops. They could be using other devices that are provided, but it can be as easy as simply logging into a website, logging in with your credentials, and there are your applications. You click them and go. So portability is a big difference in the way that it's delivered.
So when should a organization look and start considering the cloud? What are some of the pieces of this puzzle that really would drive a business owner to see value in doing something different than what they're used to doing? Over the last few years, maybe they've been constantly investing in hardware, and you know, that's what they're used to. What's the driving force that would cause somebody to shift away from that?
And that's a good question, Arlen. When to consider the cloud? I mean, approaching a hardware lifecycle event, meaning you've got aging hardware. Are those desktops sitting under your desk, you know, 5 to 8 years old? How about capital or budget constraints? You know, having to go and you've put off the upgrade for now 3, 4, 5, 6 years plus, and all of a sudden you have to come up with large sums of cash to essentially upgrade that.
The cost of servers.
Exactly, the cost of servers. You know, maybe you have a line of business application or your critical business applications that you haven't upgraded in a while, or you're looking at switching platforms and you need to have a different set of hardware requirements to meet that new line of business application or the new version of that line of business application.
Yes, sometimes your vendors can push you into being forced to upgrade to be able to run their latest versions and get support, for example.
In a line of business application, just so everyone knows, we're talking your CRM, your customer relationship management system, your ERP system, your accounting systems.
Those are your point of sale applications.
Absolutely.
So things like Sugar CRM, or we use, I think the big one out there is Salesforce.
Salesforce.
These are all examples of CRMs that customers are pushing, you know, into the cloud.
Yeah, QuickBooks.
Absolutely.
Accounting software, absolutely.
Yeah.
Software.
So how does the traditional model where you have to come up with large sums of cash differ from the cloud model?
And what does that look like?
Yeah.
So basically the main difference is if you're facing this upgrade event, a good example would be is you engage a company like BlueNet. We go out and we're going to assess your applications. We're going to figure out what line of business applications you have. You're running Office, maybe an on-premise email server. We're going to list all of those applications and your cloud provider as well. So you've got to figure out which applications you're going to migrate to the cloud, number one. Number two, you're going to have an event behind that because you need to maybe upgrade. It's aged. And you need to pick out, you know, which stuff you're going to move. And then of course, what's going to end up happening is when you get into the point of negotiating the contract, it's basically going to take, we're going to mock up your applications in the cloud, get them running, and then you're going to pick a date to essentially cut over to the cloud. So, and the beauty is you can have your old systems running parallel to the new systems so people can get trained and make that change.
Minimal downtime is kind of what you're getting.
Absolutely.
At.
And then there's no upfront capitalization cost. You're going to pay some activation fees, and then you're going to roll into a monthly reoccurring cost at that point.
So your spend is going to be very flat and level, as we're opposed to what's currently the case is every couple months, every year, you have these weird events that call for that big influx of capital.
Either the roller coaster of
spending.
Service
guy comes out and has to fix something major, your application vendor, you know, like your CRM tool releases a new update, and then boom, all of a sudden you got to stack a bunch more,
Yeah, you get the monthly predictable expense, and most of that's going to cover your maintenance, your technical support, your help desk style support.
This is exactly like what we had talked about last week, and from an infrastructure of why we're pushing things off-site. You know, when businesses are going out and buying phone systems, buying PBXs, it's the exact same thing. There's a huge capital for expenditure to purchase their PBX. They're going to have equipment that's going to be sitting on site. And that technology gets outdated the moment that you buy it. So why not look at something like a hosted PBX or a hosted VoIP, which was, again, last week's topic? Why? Minimal upfront capital, tech support is there, and your ongoing is a very fixed and maintained monthly price where your business has really no upgrade costs over the period of the life cycle.
Absolutely. And let's also talk on that point too, Charlie, just like last week, that expansion and contraction of your workforce. If you add 5 new users, it's easy to bring them up in the cloud. If you add 5 new users the traditional way, it's sourcing hardware, buying extra licenses, you're buying for that high watermark. If you have seasonal workers that come on, go off, based upon maybe, 1 year's better than the next, you might bring on 2 or 3 more guys 1 year versus last year. That you can float up and down very easily. You pay for it when you need it. It's on demand.
So talk from a standpoint of when you guys look at businesses and you're talking to them about cloud infrastructure, and let's say they actually have an IT person on site, on staff, and maybe it's one person. What does this do to his job, you know, as far as freeing him up from product, you know, all the other things that they'd have to worry about? How can BlueNet help places that, you know, already, like I said, already have an IT person on staff? What can you guys do to assist him and help him grow?
One of the challenges is typically that on-premise or on-staff technology person or IT director has a very good understanding of how the users and how the business need to leverage and use technology. And they can be very effective in deciding what new technologies and new things the business could use and leverage. However, their time doesn't allow them to actually deploy new systems or work on that because 80, 90% of their time is simply spent doing care and feeding and keeping the lights on. So when you move to more of a cloud infrastructure, you're pushing a lot of that commodity support, implementation, and hardware support off. It takes it off of their plate and really frees them up to be more strategic, and they can help move the direction of the company.
A lot of companies, guys, is, you know, I see this a lot, is they're more reactive than proactive. And if we're working 9 to 5 and there's 8 hours in a job day, how much of that free time could be freed up by doing this, where that on-site IT person can now focus on other critical natures of the business that would help them be more productive?
I'd like to speak to that particular topic from the business owner side. You know, business owners out there, where would you like your IT human capital spending their time? Do you want them fighting fires on the hardware side? Do you want them fixing a desktop? Or would you rather have them spending time making your users more productive and working on the apps that the users...
Making the company money.
Yeah, there's critical line of business apps that most companies have. You know, some companies have one, some companies have 5, and it's where all the users spend the majority of their time. Where would you like your IT resource to spend their time? Would you like them to be, you know, in the weeds with the, you know, shopping different hardware for the next hardware lifecycle piece? Or would you like to take that off their plate and, you know, put it, that commodity stuff aside, and have them really, really focus on how can I make the bulk of my, investment monthly is going to be on paying my employees. So I want my employees to be very productive.
And BlueNet, you guys really don't care if they have an on-site IT person or you guys become the IT arm. You guys will literally work hand in hand with that person or maybe even that group, depending on how large the company is. You guys really don't care. I mean, that's part of that's what you do.
That's really about establishing where do you want to draw that line in the sand of dividing up responsibilities. And if it makes sense to push some of those off to a firm like us, we're happy to assist with those services. Sometimes it's more of the commodity things. It's very different from organization to organization.
Fantastic.
Well, I'd like to introduce a concept here. We could kick this term around in the office a little bit. It's DOS. Don't own stuff. It's kind of talking about the depreciation that you find with buying technology. It's worse than a car. You drive a brand new car off the lot, and automatically it loses a ton of its value. Technology is even worse than that. So, Paul, Adam, can I have you talk a little bit about selecting a cloud partner, and how do you get down into the weeds with what type of clouds and cloud partners there are out there?
One of the first things you really need to do is kind of tying into talking about that on-site or on-premise expertise and staffing is how much involvement do you want to continue to have in the maintenance and management of the infrastructure, the technology, and the applications, and how much do you want to push off to a cloud provider? So that's one of the questions you really need to answer before you engage so that you know what kind of services are you going to be looking for that cloud provider to offer. So that's probably the first piece. The second would be, do you have some compliance requirements or regulations in your industry that are going to affect the type of cloud services that you need?
And let's throw out some compliance terms here. PCI compliance, so that's the payment industry processing compliance. You take credit cards, you need to secure them. There's the HIPAA laws. If you have any healthcare data or any insurance payment data that relates to health insurance, you need to be compliant there. There might be like SOX as well. Those are some of the accounting standards that need to be met. So those would be questions that you need to have or answers you need to bring to your cloud provider, and hopefully they're asking those questions. Do you need to meet any of those requirements?
Guys, remember, if you have any questions whatsoever about the cloud, please give the station a call at 651-289-4488. That's 651-289-4488. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in moments. You're listening to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, Telecom Warehouse. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
This is the great American work from home revolution that's changing the lives of great Americans like you. It's incomerevolution.com. And listen, this is a fantastic way to earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. What are listeners saying about incomerevolution.com? After only 9 weeks, Jeff Rush made more than $4,500 from home in his spare time. No pressure, no selling soap. Anyone can do this. Or listener Kevin. With Income Revolution, Kevin made enough to cover his mortgage and even quit his day job. And finally, listener Kirsten, a busy dad who earned nearly $3,500 his first month. Would an extra few thousand change your life? No pressure, just an opportunity for great Americans like you to earn great money from home. Plus, they're giving one listener $1,000 just for checking them out. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. 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 Results not average. See website for results you can expect.
My wife and I recently celebrated our daughter's fifth birthday, and it reminded us how very grateful we are for her birth mother and birth father for their selfless sacrifice through the miracle of adoption. With our open adoption, they have essentially adopted us into their extended family. Through adoption, your family grows in size, and so does your heart. I'm Scott Monker of Prior Lake. Join me November 1st for a celebration gala congratulating the Adoption Option Council of Minnesota on 30 years of opening hearts to adoption. Find out more at adoptionoptionmn.org.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Today we are talking about cloud and cloud computing. And with us, our guest from BlueNet, an IT consulting firm in Eagan. Guys, if you haven't tuned in and listened up till now, tell us what does BlueNet do and why do you specialize in this type of infrastructure?
Well, I think a lot of times what we find is organizations are really having a challenge going it alone, or they've overwhelmed the one staff that they've had, or they've just grown so fast that the brother's uncle's cousin's kid that's been helping them out with their IT has been overtaxed. We deal with a wide variety.
That happens a lot.
You do see that a lot, and unfortunately, technology needs a lot of what I'd say care and feeding. Small companies as well as big companies have to have a lot of services in place, and they have to be orientated to take care of the users. And that's really what BlueNet's all about, is making the experience for the user very, very robust, where they've got access to a lot of resources, where we can really help kind of push the business forward. That's a big piece of what we want to do, is not get hung up on a lot of the terminology and things like that, but we really want to help the users move them forward.
Anyone listening in the audience, how would they get a hold, if they need IT consulting and assistance, how would they get a hold of BlueNet?
You can find BlueNet on the web at BlueNetInc.com. You can also give us a call anytime, 952-925-2583.
Fantastic. So Adam, give us an example here. We've talked about the cloud, some of the features and the types of clouds that are out there and the benefits to that. Give us an example of a customer that you may have recently worked with or have as a an ongoing staff, where they went in and evaluated, do I want to buy all the services, servers, et cetera, or do I want to use your service, and What have they done since then, and how have they benefited?
Yes,
we want to relate this to the
absolutely.
Audience.
Absolutely, and so recently, within the last 3-4 months, we had one of our customers. They are a sales organization. They have about a dozen people. They also have some independent people that work for their organization that play as the outside sales role. Very mobile staff. They had a traditional setup. They were in the middle of a move. They had a traditional setup with an on-premise server, with on-premise email. All of their applications were sitting in their basement of their old building.
On-site.
So, on-site, yes, absolutely. So they went, and during the move, they wanted to eliminate the idea of having all this room dedicated towards servers and infrastructure. They moved everything to the cloud and to BlueNet's cloud platform. Their applications included a CRM package. They included Act. They had QuickBooks. They had Office. So these are all applications they used every day in their business. We then moved them to the cloud. We put them on a published desktop and some published applications. And then we also thinned out their environment. So thinning it out means from the traditional big desktops you're used to, we put in smaller scale desktops that were energy efficient. We put in thin clients. A thin client is a low-powered computing device that essentially is capturing screen, keyboard, and mouse and sending it back to the cloud. And then also on their tablets and their phones, they're now able to access all of those applications seamlessly. They could sit on the beach in Florida, for an example, and if there was Wi-Fi there,
run their business,
they could run
right.
their business from anywhere. And their guys travel. After we put it in, one of the most cool comments we got was Wi-Fi is now prevalent on airplanes. So one of the guys, sales guys, was making a trip out of town to go to another one of their regions where they do some selling. And he was able to sit on the plane, connect to the Wi-Fi, and pull up his email, pull up his CRM package, literally
running even his accounting software.
Exactly.
All from his iPad tablet.
Yeah, and it was on his tablet in his airline seat at 40,000 feet.
Phenomenal.
So what's I think is exciting about that is...
I can see you guys are pretty passionate about this, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fun because all that mobility that Adam's talking about, for this particular customer, that was a soft benefit. That was just something that they found that was extremely usable. Talk about the reasons that they went down this in the first place.
The big reason was really the cost savings. They had aged equipment. They had equipment that was, 6-plus years old. They were sitting on old platforms. They were sick and tired of dealing with the IT portion. They wanted to run their business. So that was one of the main driving factors. They also had some older software as well. They wanted to upgrade, get on the latest platform. This allowed them to do so. They were sitting on, their CRM package was a couple of years old. They were able to upgrade their CRM package because in the cloud, we have better resources available.
Sure.
And we were able to give those resources to their CRM package so they could upgrade to the latest version.
How many, just as a curiosity, how many employees does that business have or firm?
They have a dozen people.
Okay.
So
kind of the point being is that you could be an independent contractor, sole business owner, or have 200 employees. It doesn't matter, right? I mean, you can literally customize your cloud and what you want to put in that. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We have a larger organization, 160 employees, seven locations. They are moving their entire staff, all of their applications, line of business applications, accounting applications, everything to the cloud. They have a mix of employees. They have employees that check into the same location every day, but then they have about 20 that float around between all of their offices, and mobility is huge for them. Those employees need to be mobile. They need to get to the central systems. One of the big challenges that a customer faced was they had islands, data islands. So each shop had their own set of data, and if they wanted to access that data, they either needed to get to that shop or they kind of had a real hodgepodge way of remoting in. And when I say that, they were using a go-to meeting or a log me in to hit a PC inside that location. The problem with that is then they took away a PC from an employee sitting there doing their job. So they had limited access. Now with everything in the cloud, they've centralized their data in one spot. And again, they can get it from anywhere they've got an internet connection.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And BlueNet is helping them in this particular case, really getting a handle on the global IT organization that they have throughout their business. So all these locations that were separate and were doing things differently, the ownership and leadership of that organization wanted to really bring some, kind of overarching uniformity to that. And it's very exciting because, you know, we're managing the hardware, we're managing that, and really their people and their staff are focused on the applications and the use of those applications. So it's all of those. But, you know, honestly, even for them, it was a cost benefit.
So at the end of the day, when you walked them through the process and you got to the final endpoint, they decided to move forward with BlueNet, and they've essentially hired you to manage this infrastructure, and they pay just a monthly fee for that, just a reoccurring monthly fee. And there wasn't a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 price tag associated.
Yeah,
is there anything
I'm
missing there?
We saved them from a huge capital expense event that they would have had to really put some other plans on delay.
And let's talk about that being a reoccurring capital expense every 2 to 3, 4 years. As that equipment aged, it was writing another large check. And then, of course, they were still facing the challenges of getting the proper support and having enough support there for their users.
What else about the cloud would the general audience, the listening audience, if you're just tuning in now, we are talking about the cloud and cloud computing. The phone lines are open, guys, so give us a call at 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488, or you can email me at charlie@telcowarehouse.com, charlie@telcowarehouse.com. Guys, what else is important for the listener that they might want to consider moving to this type of technology? Why would they pick up the phone and call you guys today or in the future?
I think one of the big trigger events for a lot of organizations is the availability, the high availability of the environment when it's in a cloud computing. The data center that the equipment is residing in has so much elevated availability from power and cooling and multiple internet connections, that this makes a big difference for an organization that maybe you've suffered a power failure or an internet outage at your office, and that makes all of your employees and all your users unable to function. When it's inside the cloud, you've got a lot more backup and disaster recovery and business continuity capabilities.
So when you're talking about a company like this sales organization that had all of their on-site equipment down in their basement, if the power went out at their location, or the internet got cut at their location, their entire organization and all their remote people were completely out of work. How does a cloud infrastructure really do that? I mean, we talked 2 weeks ago about WAN virtualization. We talked last week a little bit about some voice redundancy. Relate that to how the user of a cloud desktop would experience an outage event.
So basically, in good question, Arlen, you still want to build redundancy. You still want multiple links like we talked about, a couple weeks ago in one of the previous programs. You definitely want to build in some sort of internet redundancy. If you're still challenged with getting internet into your office and specifically two diverse links, that's something that needs to be addressed. Here at BlueNet, we think it's paramount that you have multiple connections to the internet. The cloud, it runs on the internet. That's your freeway to your data. Now, in the case of, let's say you have multiple locations, and back to Arlen's example where that sales organization had their infrastructure in the basement. If the power went out there, what would end up happening in their cases is their guys could not work, or they would be limited in what they could do work-wise. Take that, let's scale that up to a larger organization. Let's say you've got two or three locations. Let's say you have a manufacturing plant, and that manufacturing plant is just down the road, and they're making your widget. And all of a sudden, at your main office, the power went out there. You might have power at that manufacturing plant. Things could come to a standstill because you cannot capture those orders to crank out that widget.
Yeah, in a small business, up to the 150, 200 person size business, a lot of times they're not going to have the cash flow or be able to afford having a lot of layers of redundancy at their headquarters. Why build a data center when data centers are already built? Why recreate some of that in your own walls?
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how to get started into the cloud. You're listening to Telecom Soup, 952-513-2149. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, are you sick and tired of your phone or cable company jerking you around with high rates and poor customer service? Are your employees complaining about how slow the internet is? Or are you just looking to save money on your phone internet services? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and cellular service. Our firm partners with over 100 of the industry's top-rated carriers, so every client saves money. Don't let the phone or cable company take advantage of your hard-earned dollar anymore. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trained consultants will meet with you for a no-obligation competitive market analysis and show you how to turn those dreaded expenses into a tool to help grow your business. Our average client saves 30%. So give us a call at 952-513-2149. That number again is 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and start saving money today.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips, and today I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Before the break, we talked about redundancy and what happens if your primary internet connection goes down. One of my roles as a telecom consultant, a voice and data consultant, is to make sure that the organization has two connections. We have your primary for your primary applications, and maybe we have a redundant internet connection with a separate provider. But I want you guys to define to the audience, again, what happens when that internet connection, if it goes down, what happens in the difference between a traditional infrastructure to a cloud infrastructure. Talk about the differences between the two, guys.
It's a big piece of failures for your headquarters office. If that's where your on-site traditional IT, main server and resources are, it's not just internet connectivity. It's power. It's overheating that room that the servers sit in. It could be, pipe breaks and you flood that space, and there's a lot of different pieces. And if you've got people who are relying on your business to feed their families and stuff, it becomes a very critical piece. But there's also the component of you want business to continue, and we call that business continuity. So in the cloud side, I'm going to let Adam or Paul take this one, but business continuity is a big piece of that. Why don't we run with a little bit of conversation?
Yeah, so traditional versus cloud. If, like Arlen said, you have experience an outage, power, internet, whatever. In the traditional sense, you are out of business. You cannot function. Your employees are sitting there idle. In the cloud, because the cloud has a lot of redundancy built in, what happens if all of a sudden your power goes out at one of your facilities? Let's say that's your sales facility. You've got guys on the phone, maybe an inbound call center or something like that. What ends up happening there is you could pick it up. You could send them home. You could send them to a coffee shop. And back to what we discussed last week with that hosted PBX or hosted VoIP, you could then forward phone numbers to a cell phone or to another number or to even another location. So that's the main difference between what happens in the event of cloud. There's, you know, it's built for resiliency, redundancy. You know, it's a small, very, very minor chance that there's going to be a hiccup. And if there is, it might not impact fully. Versus maybe an on-premise solution where if there's a hiccup, it could take your whole organization down because you're not built to that level.
And Paul, you had mentioned with these endpoints, it could be they go home, they're working from their house, right? They could be working from, they could be using their tablets.
Exactly.
I mean, these are all the endpoints that you had talked about.
Exactly, and it's very device independent. So we don't care what kind of device you're connecting in from, as long as it can get on the internet. You can run your applications. So it's really important to understand your applications and your data, because they're in the cloud, are always going to be available. So even in that event of a critical failure at a location, you can simply get to another location with any device, get on the internet, and have access to your applications and your crucial data.
I'm going to throw out one of the most painful situations that ever happens to me is, you know, my laptop starts having issues.
Sure.
Not starting up right, not shutting down right. It's just having quirky issues, and you can lose a day or 2 days trying to rebuild.
Messing around
that.
With all that stuff.
For a small business owner, that time is obviously very, very valuable. You know, for bigger companies, just let's compound that over a fleet of 20, 30 machines over the course of a few years. You can lose a lot of productivity time on that. But in the cloud, you know, a lot of those applications are delivered to you, and we've taken that endpoint out of the equation. So in a lot of our cloud desktop customers, there's a single spare on the shelf that we either cross-ship to them or it sits there for them, where a user just logs off and logs back in. I'd like to go down the path of, you know, how do we get started moving to the cloud? I think there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, may have heard this term cloud, but maybe have no idea, you know, of the big guys out there, Amazon, Rackspace. What sets BlueNet's cloud apart from those big guys?
Walk us through that process, guys, of going through of why would somebody pick up the phone and give you guys a call versus maybe some of these other, you know, what I would call larger players.
Commodity-based,
yes.
So one of the challenges with the commodity cloud providers can be that line in the sand we talked about earlier is very static, and the cloud provider may not offer additional services such as consulting around actually getting your applications delivered. They also might not have the additional services to support your existing on-site infrastructure, as we talked about in a hybrid cloud, where you may still have some on-premise or other equipment or other applications
or during,
that need support.
Or during transition. Let's say you're transitioning to the cloud. A lot of the traditional cloud providers, Amazon, Rackspace, they're not going to go in and be able to take care of your on-premise stuff.
Will they even be on site?
And that's another thing. They draw that line in the sand. They say, we're responsible for this machine in the cloud or this environment in the cloud. And then they draw a line and they said, and it's only up to this point. And that point might be patching the Windows OS. But loading your applications, maintaining your applications, delivering your applications to your end users are not or may not be their responsibility.
So when they do that, they're really pushing all the work essentially back on that on-site IT person and using up his human capital and his time and materials.
It can be a very self-service kind of offering. So that's something you definitely need to understand, is if you need some of those additional services wrapped around your cloud provider, those are things to consider.
So you guys will literally manage the entire from start to finish?
Yes, if that's what the customer needs. Again, we want to work with our clients because we have
yep.
some that just need that commodity space and they are doing it themselves. But, you know, I always go back to what I call the win the lottery scenario. You know, you're mid-sized business, you have one IT guy, it's the win the lottery and he's not there the next day. Or it could be the hit by the bus scenario. He's not there. Your business relies on that person to be part of that. And for those folks that have the commodity side where they're, you know, all their systems are kind of a manage it themselves and they have no resource to fall back upon. And you know, a lot of these organizations, I'll compare it to like an airline that, you know, in a commodity large cloud like Rackspace, you can get some of these services, but it's like an airline, you know, you pay for that bag of peanuts. You're paying for that checked bag, you know, you are getting from point A to point B, but at every step of the way, there's some huge fees that can pile up. And if you go into their pricing tools online to kind of self-service your pricing from the big guys, you'll see that, you know, their engineering time is very, very expensive. And you're still not going to get a very quality engineer. you know, they're not going to spend as much time as BlueNet would with you.
And let me give an example, yeah. Charlie. So we're moving a customer, their email. They're moving from a traditional, another hosted platform, but it's PopMail. They want to move to a hosted exchange platform. In the traditional sense, if they went with one of the big box, I'll say Amazon, Rackspace, they bought hosted exchange, what would end up happening is they would get provisioned, they would get a portal, and they would hand over the reins. So those big
take
commodities,
it and run with it, right.
Take it and run with it. You're responsible for migrating your email, setting up your clients, and so on. That's where BlueNet steps in, and that's our differentiating. If you bought a similar email package from BlueNet, we would be there holding your hand, helping you migrate your existing email to the cloud, helping you configure your clients, your phones, your desktops, what have you, to connect to that new email platform.
You know, being the fact that, you know, I've always been a big believer in local business, and I specialize my practice with Telecom Warehouse in the Minneapolis-St. Paul footprint. And again, doesn't mean we have customers outstate, but the value of having somebody here local where they can pick up the phone, they can get a live body, and be able to handle customer service issues, billing issues, those kinds of things, is very important. I could get in my car and drive to every one of my customers today. I mean, that I think there's a huge value, and I think there's value in the fact that you guys are pretty much the exact same thing, right?
And Charlie, I'm going to go on, and I'm going to take an aspect of this with the big cloud guys versus someone that's local, is the data. All of a sudden, you've now moved your data to the cloud. And where is that data? And if you move it to an Amazon or a Rackspace, one of the big commodity guys, you have no clue what state it's in, what data center it's in, what have you. What if you need to get physical access to that data? That might require a trip.
Well, what if you have a bad experience with it and you want to move it?
Exactly. So with BlueNet, we keep your data local. It's still here in the Twin Cities area. If in the event of a disaster, let's say something really bad happens, a tornado blows through one of our town, wipes out buildings, and we need to get data to you, we could literally go down and present that data to our customer on some sort of portable drive and get you up and running quickly. To do that with one of the big cloud providers is nearly impossible.
Well, and it's also there's some aspects of, we talked a little bit about compliance and having, you know, your data on U.S. soil. With some of the big guys, there's not a lot of guarantee that your data is not leaving. Can you talk a little bit about that compliance aspect of your data?
Yes. So archival, email archival, for an example, with legal hold. If you're in where you need to meet a compliance reason, and I know we've got a brief time here, but if you need to, it needs to say that email needs to sit on U.S. soil. It needs to flow through U.S. servers, and it needs to be archived on U.S. servers per the law.
Sure.
With some of the larger cloud providers, that is not guaranteed. That may get shifted or routed through another country or another data center that's outside our borders and outside our jurisdiction. That's an important thing to note.
So give the audience again just one last time. How would they get a hold of BlueNet Inc.?
Our phone number is 952-925-2583. Our website is BlueNetInc.com. That's again www.BlueNetInc.com.
Fantastic. Well, guys, again, today's topic was cloud. We talked about the advantages, the infrastructure. Thank you for tuning in this week to Telecom Soup. We want the Vikings to win their first one of the season, and tune in next week, and have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
Go Vikings.
Thanks, Charlie.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Ray Lucia, Bill Gunderson, and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud.